Folks, we are back at the 2024 Business Expo here at the Braselton Civic Center, and I am joined with Cassandra Boswell and her mother, Linda Gober, with Josephine Boswell Foundation. Cassandra, your last name's Boswell.
Yes, sir.
First name, Josephine.
Yes.
What is this foundation about?
So this is a foundation. We started this year in 2024 in my daughter's name. She unfortunately passed away last year from no apparent cause. So she just passed away in her sleep on July 13th, 2023. She was about 27 months old. The SUDC Foundation, the Sudden Unexplained Death of Childhood Foundation, actually reached out to me to provide some support in that horrible time in my life. And so the foundation was founded for parents like me, whose child passed away. They weren't quite sure what happened. The autopsy couldn't figure out a cause. And so what they've done is they've created a support group and also, or a support system, really, also medical research. So that will give us an indication of what the potential causes are. Once we can identify causes, we can then identify potential preventative measures. And so my foundation is to raise money for medical research, but also we've started a scholarship program in my daughter's name. I joke that that was her favorite place on the planet, is going to daycare every morning. And I got her out of the house, got the toddler tantrum to stop if she knew she was going to school, and she loved that place. She would walk in like she was the mayor of the daycare. She would walk in every single classroom. She would say hello to her teachers, and then she'd proceed on once she hit all four classrooms to her classroom that she had graduated into. And so what I've noticed is, you know, in this day and age with the economy and inflation, daycare costs are astronomical, right?
Yeah.
They kill you. And so, you know, and so what we wanted to do is created a scholarship program to help people just take the edge off, right? So it's a year-long scholarship. We pay for a week, a month of daycare, and just we help people who need help, right? We started in March, like I'd mentioned, but we've been able to help three families so far. And then we're starting with this school year, we're starting a new year of scholarships. We're actually going through the application process now. We're going to be able to help three more. So people have been gracious enough to donate and help this scholarship. So,
I love that.
Yeah.
Congratulations on
Thank you so much.
Sorry about losing your daughter.
Thank you.
This was not a common, or is this a common thing?
It is not. It affects about 400 children a year in the United States.
Oh, wow.
There is a branch of the SUDC Foundation in the UK. I'm not quite sure what their stats are.
Sure.
But in the US, it's about 400 children a year.
And some of the proceeds are going to medical research.
Correct.
That's
correct.
Awesome.
So we try to donate between 10 and 15% of all general donations to the SUDC Foundation. If donations are earmarked specifically for that, we will donate all of it. If it's earmarked for scholarships, we obviously set that aside for the scholarship program.
Now, yes. Linda, you're being very quiet over there.
Yeah, that's what I do.
But that's all right. That's all right. Your grandma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough. It's, you know, you love your kids and you love your grandkids, like it's just a different kind of love. But the worst thing in the world is for a parent to lose a child. It's the worst thing in the world. And I have learned, unfortunately, through this process, the second worst thing is to watch your child lose a child.
I can imagine.
It's just, you can't fix it.
There's nothing you can do.
You can't fix it. So, you know, we try to listen a lot. We try to be as supportive as we can, but really, it's just being there, listening, and that's really all we can do. So when the idea came up to do this, which was actually suggested by the director of the daycare that she went to, great, great lady. It was perfect because she didn't do it right away, because right away it's, you know, it's raw. You got to wait a while. She picked the perfect time to do it. So when she brought this up, it was to the point where we wanted to figure out something to do, because at that point we still hadn't heard from any autopsy results. It had been 8 months. It took over a year to get the autopsy results, honestly.
Literally 3 weeks ago we got the autopsy.
Yeah, we just got it.
Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the thing was, is the doctor, her pediatrician, read the autopsy report and literally said, there's no reason this little girl shouldn't be running around here now. There's no reason.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing physically wrong with this child.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, it's tough. So we can't fix that. We can't, like, you know, go with cancer research. We can't go with this. We can't, you know, get into that. But we can help people. We can help some people here. And we've helped three families already.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so thankful.
Mm-hmm.
So thankful.
Yeah.
So that's what we're trying to do.
The thing that stood out when you explained, or when you described what happened, you said no known cause.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, and because it's so rare, and you mentioned how rare this is, mm-hmm. the authorities, when this happened, did they look at you and go, wait a minute, we don't see anything. And this is a horrible, horrible tragedy for you.
Yes.
But now they're looking at you going, wait a minute, there's nothing here that shows why she may have passed.
Yeah. Right? So what happened was the detectives came to the hospital after, you know, after she was transported. And they came in and they said, obviously, we're so sorry for your loss. It was two detectives. And they said, we're looking into figuring out what happened. The detective, he goes, I am ex-CIA. I have seen everything. I can walk into a crime scene and tell you exactly what happened. I walked into your house and walked into your daughter's room. I had no idea. I have never experienced that. I've been, like, I'm ex-CIA. I've seen everything. I cannot figure out what happened. And so I walked him through the events. And, of course, immediately they were like, holy moly. Like, there are no signs that anything happened. They said, obviously, you know, because of the suspicious nature, to your point, because of the suspicious nature of her passing, we have to do an investigation. I said, absolutely. We have to send her for an autopsy at the GBI, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. Unfortunately, you know, they were super nice about it, but they were very matter of fact. And I said, duly noted, please tell me what happened to my daughter. Like, please.
You need to know that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, whatever we need to do. I said, please tell me. You know, obviously I was in shock and I had just had the worst thing happen. And I the only thing I could say was, please tell me what happened. I don't know.
Right.
I was there and I don't know what happened.
And what was it that got you to where you are now and say, this is what we think it is?
So initially I had joined some support groups online for bereaved parents. I had told my story on their forums and a couple of them reached out to me. They said, it sounds like what happened to my child. And the SUDC Foundation, please reach out to them. That's what it sounds like. And so I reached out to them and they were amazing. They have an advocacy services department. We've had phone calls and I've been on Q&As with like medical examiners and doctors. And we asked them all these questions. And so essentially it was just more of a digging into the information that they did have. And that kind of helped me realize that this is happening. It's happening in our communities. It's happening, you know, to random people. There's no rhyme or reason. And so I'd like to get the word out.
So that's when you connected the dots.
Exactly.
How long was that time period before you connected those dots?
It probably took me, if I remember correctly, because my memory around that time is trash, quite frankly. It was a really dark time in my life. It was rough. It probably took me about 2 weeks before I started Googling, honestly, and reaching out to bereaved parent communities, et cetera. Etc. Probably 3 or 4 weeks after she passed is when I first started to reach out to the SUDC Foundation. Probably mid-September, end of September of 2023.
SUDC, they even reached out to us as the grandparents.
Yeah.
You know, based on her contacting them, I'm assuming you gave them our name.
Yes.
And they reached out to us, and I thought that was really, you know, really nice. And there are groups for grandparents that have lost children, which we didn't even know.
You never get over anything like this. Mm-mm. Just, you never get over it.
Never.
But I would think the two of you working together, mother and a daughter working together on this, is helping you get through it.
Yeah,
somewhat.
I think, you know, it's...
As opposed to doing it by yourself.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Because you both know how, you both feeling the same emotions.
Yes, exactly. You know, it's funny, my mother and I are very different personalities, so I think what it's done is it's really led this foundation a great foundation. She's got her own accounting services company, and so she's really helped me get the business set up, figure out how to apply for a 501c3, et cetera, et cetera. My skill set is a little bit more of the out there talking to people, getting everybody to, you know, a call to arms, right? I'm really good at a call to arms, but that is my skill set. And so as the board president, I do that. She's the board treasurer. She does the back end, you know.
She comes behind you, cleans things
absolutely,
up.
Absolutely. Pretty much, absolutely.
Yeah, that may not be the best way to put that, Mike, but
no.
We know what you're saying. Yes.
No.
There's nothing to clean up. There's nothing to clean up.
I do everything perfectly.
Exactly. Exactly.
We have a very small family. I raised my daughters, and Cassie got married, and then I have another daughter in San Francisco. So there's like six of us now in the family. We had a friend of the family that really, I mean, he's my son now, but through all this process. But it's kind of the six of us running this, mm-hmm. and the director of the daycare. It really has been a healing thing for our family.
Right.
I mean, it really has. You know, mm-hmm. it gives us something to focus on. You know, not that we still don't have bad days. I still have bad days. Mm-hmm. You know, there's still things that as a grieving grandmother, the swing set's still in my backyard,
right.
You know.
Right.
Those types of things.
Her car seat's still in my car, and I can't take it out.
Car.
That's where it needs to be.
I can't. Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. I mean, I've tried multiple times. I just can't. And so
I so believe it.
It's one of those.
I would be in that same boat.
Yeah. Yeah. And as I'm learning, going through the therapies and the, you know, the counseling, all of that, I've learned that you just let grief do what grief needs to do in your soul. And as long as you're doing it in healthy ways, you take the bad with the good, that you just let it do it. You have to feel the feelings is what they say.
How do the folks get involved with the Josephine Boswell Foundation?
Great question. Thank you so much.
There's got to be a website or something.
My call to arms.
Call to arms. She's ready.
Okay. So a couple different ways. Social media, for sure. We have a Facebook. We have an Instagram.
LinkedIn.
And LinkedIn. And we have a LinkedIn.
We're big on LinkedIn, yes.
You're absolutely right. So all of those social medias, search for Josephine Boswell Foundation, spelled out. B-O-S-W-E-L-L, Josephine Boswell Foundation. That will get you on all social media. That'll get you to us. Please follow us. Please like, please share. We have a website, jbfdn.org. Check the website out. We obviously are a fundraising organization. We have a donations page. We would love to get donations to help us in our missions. And then we also have a new campaign we just started. It was my husband's idea. It's called the Year of Giving. And so what we've done is local businesses, if they'd like to donate and help out, it's $250. And you basically sponsor a kid for a month. So you get a month. We put you on all our social medias. We promote your business. But really, you know, what you're doing is you're helping children.
I'll add to that for this. Right now, it's the Year of Giving is for 2025. We launched this, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
We have 5 months filled already.
Mm-hmm.
5 months filled.
That's awesome.
So my goal is to get the other 6-7 filled and then maybe do another one. I don't know.
Ladies, thank you for coming over.
Thank you so much for your time.
Amazing story. Congratulations and sorry all at the same time.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Appreciate the support.
Anytime. Yeah. Anytime. Folks, we'll be back.